All right, y'all, it's spring, and you know what that means. It's time to start planning our summer festival traveling. Yep, it's time to get into my Airbnb bag cross-country, a.k.a. Time to visit my homes all across the country. And you know what I never think about? Why not list my own spot on Airbnb and host some folks at my house? I mean, my house is cute. Yes, let's make money while we're spending money. Just trying to help you out, man, because your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Questlove Supreme is a production of iHeartRadio. This classic episode was produced by the team at Pandora.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Fonte, Fontigolo, holding it down for Team Supreme, giving you this week's classic episode of QLS. On this one, we take it back to the 2018 Roots Picnic live in Philly. There, we revisit our onstage chat with my mans, my brother, Dr. Mark Lamont Hill. We discuss some serious issues. We get really candid about music, and I pretty much disagree with everything he say, but I still love him. That's my man. We have a good laugh. It was a good time. Episode 99, this one originally aired August 29th, 2018. It's a quickie, but it's a good one. Y'all enjoy. QLS, Mark Lamont Hill, Fontigolo. Yeah.
Suprema, Suprema, roll call. Suprema. Suprema roll call. Suprema, Suprema roll call. Suprema,
Suprema roll call. My name is
Questlove. Yeah.
This is my picnic.
Yeah.
You do not like it?
Yeah.
Get off. Well, my mama's here.
Suprema, Suprema roll call.
Dicknick.
Suprema,
hey, man, my Suprema mama. Roll
call. My name is Fonte.
Yeah.
Some say I'm a sage.
Yeah.
Questlove Supreme.
Yeah.
Eating chicken on stage.
Roll call. Suprema.
Expensive jeans over here.
Roll call. Suprema. Suprema roll call.
Are we recording?
Yeah.
I don't think we're recording.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, we are recording.
Yes. Whew. Roll call. Suprema. Suprema roll call. Suprema. Suprema roll call.
I'm unpaid bill.
Yeah.
And dilly dilly.
Yeah.
Questlove Supreme.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up, Philly.
Oh, shut up. Suprema. Suprema roll call. Suprema. Suprema roll call.
It's my ear.
Yeah.
I'm really wet.
Oh, yeah.
This leather couch
yeah.
got me all upset.
Roll call. Suprema.
Suprema roll call.
Suprema. Suprema roll call.
My name is Mark.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Van Jones canceled.
Yeah.
I got invited.
Roll call.
Suprema. Suprema roll call.
Shit, that was awful.
Suprema roll call.
Suprema.
Suprema roll call. Suprema. Suprema roll call.
Woo. Greetings, Philadelphia.
Yeah.
My beloved city.
You welcome. Always come before Van Jones, P.F.
Welcome to a special edition of Questlove Supreme, live on location from the Festival Pier, the site of the Roots, the 10th annual Roots Picnic in my hometown of Philadelphia.
Yes, give it up. Yeah.
Thank you, Questlove.
My name is Questlove, proud Philadelphian. And today I brought Team Supreme with me. To my far right, Fontigolo Coleman.
What up?
The once and future and not former member of Little Brother. Current member of Foreign Exchange.
Yeah.
Incidentally, his No News Is Good News album is still
out
a great
now.
Piece of work.
Thank y'all. Thank you.
Cop it, even though he's eating chicken. And
I'm eating baked chicken.
All right.
Sensible.
We'll pass for
sensible.
That.
Sensible.
To my super far left is our resident EGOT or ghetto, G-E-T or E-G-O-T. He has an Emmy for your work on Sesame Street, a Tony for your work for In the Heights, and you have a Grammy for a little well-unknown play called Hamilton.
That we did together.
All right. Nah, I mean, you know, this ain't about me. It's about you. Bill Sherman.
It's a little bit about you.
To my right here, host of the owner and CEO of the Sugar Network.
Sugar Network.
On Instagram. For all you music heads out there, you can follow him on Sugar Ooh, Steve.
You'll be one of seven.
S-U-G-A-S-T-E-V-E, Sugar Steve. But before the whole Sugar Network stuff, he was a longtime engineer for some of your favorite Soulquarian related projects like D'Angelo's Voodoo, Common's like Water for Chocolate and Electric Circus, Erykah Badu's Mama's Gun, most of the Roots albums for
Never
Novelty, Tipping Points and whatever.
I don't remember a lot.
He's engineered, produced, or song wrote for, you know, artists from Elvis Costello, worked on Kanan, Amy Winehouse,
wow.
Roy Hargrove.
You. You killed me.
Prince.
I can't believe you're doing
Wait,
me
what
last.
Did you do on Britney Spears' album?
I think I recorded some,
of some coffee
some
or
like
something.
Fake horns.
Anyway, Sugar Steve, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
Where are you going, sweaty butt?
Already. Wait, what's?
I'm testing something out.
She's doing that. Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, to my left, we have the first lady of course. Wait, why are you dreading your intro?
Because I don't got no Grammy, no Emmy. I ain't had no records. Like,
yeah, but I mean, you're a sometimes Philadelphian. You're Philadelphia now, right?
I am, yeah.
Because usually on the show, you claim D.C.
But I'm in Philly today.
Yeah. No, you've
always
been. I
was bred in Philly.
You're always a Philadelphia
to me. You were bred in Philly. That is true. That's very true.
She's been a presence on Philadelphia radio from all of them. Power 99, Radio 1, PGC.
Yeah, PGC.
Yeah. You
Hot 107.9, boom, all of that. All the ones that's here today out there giving y'all fans.
Yeah, exactly. Welcome, Laia, to It's Laia. And our guest today is not Van Jones. He's a political commentator, author, journalist, social justice activist, and all-around hip-hop head.
Some days.
A Philadelphian. Not to mention owner of the super cool and trendy Uncle Bill. Okay, wait. Uncle Bobby's Coffee and Books
yes.
in Germantown.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Bringing them home.
Yes.
Make sure y'all go.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome our guest today, Mark Lamont Hill.
Yes, indeed.
That intro took 45 minutes, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much. I'll see you later.
Have a good night.
Anyway, all right, Mark. So normally this show is 90 minutes to like 4 hours or 7 hours if you're Jimmy Jam. Yeah. We only have 45 minutes, so I don't know where to start. I mean, we can go with Russian collusion. We can go to protesting in sports.
Oh, y'all going hard.
The criminal justice
Roseanne,
system.
Are
you Team Drake, Team Pusha?
Oh, yeah, I need to know about that, Mark.
Have you canceled Kanye yet? What was JR thinking in the last 5 minutes of game one? I don't
know.
Whoa.
Did anyway. You get an invite to Wyoming?
Yeah, Wyoming.
I did not get an invite to Wyoming.
Man.
I got a 6:25 a.m. invite to Wyoming.
Wow. So you got a last minute.
I thought it was a trap, though.
Like me in this show.
I thought it was a trap.
And Mark, too. And Banjo.
Well, you know most black people are like last minute. So.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I thought it was a prank because I was in my sleep, and then suddenly I got an alert saying, can you come to Wyoming?
Did you go?
No.
Okay.
Why
didn't
you go?
No, I wouldn't have
went
either.
Well, his
same day?
Oh, because Fonte in the group text shut it down.
Nah, I wouldn't have went there. That
Why,
like
Fonte?
That sound like Get Out Part 2, nigga. I ain't going to. I'm going to Wyoming to listen to no fucking rap music. What the fuck wrong with y'all? Hell no. I ain't doing, nobody doing that
y'all
shit, man.
Y'all met Fonte, the rapper that hates rap?
Yeah.
Okay. No, I mean, Fonte had a point. Like, why travel to Wyoming for 7 songs that is going to.
Because you're part of a thing.
20 minutes.
Be on your phone and like.
Yo, I'll be honest with you. 3 people hit me and said the s'mores were banging.
The s'mores.
They had s'mores.
That was the first thing.
Yo, he is so fucking s'mores. Gone. He's gone.
But have you heard the record?
Yeah, I heard the whole album. I mean, I heard her. I could have heard her on the way here. It was like 12 minutes. the intro was longer. The intro to the show was longer.
Here's the thing.
Yo, they said Black Thought's EP was longer.
Facts.
Facts.
Here's the thing, though. But the thing is that you know, as far as like bloated albums are concerned, like that started with Public Enemy's It Takes a Nation of Millions. Like the first time I saw a single album with 16 songs on it and interludes and all that stuff. And Chuck's logic was that he knew that cassettes were 45 minutes each. So he wanted to perfectly time it so that he fills up each set, side of a 45-minute cassette. But then everyone else followed suit. Suddenly De La Soul had like 23 songs. But, I mean, if you look where all the albums that we claim are classic,
yeah,
most of them joints are like 31 minutes. Like Stevie Wonder's Inner Vision is only 31 minutes.
True.
Illmatic.
You know.
But did any of them have a whole track of I Want to Kill Myself? I think I want to kill myself.
Is that what it's about? Is that what it sounds
the first,
like?
The first song.
No, like he wanted to kill you first.
Yes.
And but, you know, but he loves himself more than he loves you. And he
that's
wanted
why,
to.
Sisters, that's we got to hold on to Mark because, you know, as soon as we let them go, that's what happens. Or as soon as they leave us. Snoop was right.
But no, but I think that mental health in black people are definitely, I mean, that's an issue. Yeah. All right, there's two sides of the issue,
because
I feel as
families.
Though some people feel as though it's, I don't know what you would call it, like his performative bipolarism, like is it real if everything's on display?
Yes and no. I think people, because what happens is like you could already have an issue and then the bipolar just magnifies it. So you could be an attention hog and not be bipolar. But if you are an attention whore and then you bipolar, then you end up tweeting every 10 seconds. You know what I mean? And you end up, you become Kanye.
Or Donald Trump.
Same thing.
What were your thoughts on the album? Like, have you given a thorough listen? Or
I haven't given it. I listened to it.
Is he that canceled?
I played it in Uncle Bobby's because people wanted to hear it, right? There was no clean version, so I just played the whole album.
Right.
I thought it got better as it went on. I thought sonically it was dope. I thought by the end, the best tracks are the ones where he wasn't rapping. Like, I think it was track 5 or something, he wasn't rapping. There's one track where he doesn't rap.
Right. Where he sings.
I think it's the Charlie Wilson jam.
This
I like
amazing.
That jam.
When he's not rapping, I feel
you
much
like
better.
Like it because he's singing.
Yeah, because Charlie Wilson, who going to bet against Charlie Wilson?
And, well, actually, I was saying his singing on track 5 was dope. I mean, I like the
singing.
Yikes song. Because, I don't know.
Okay, yeah. Mine is Wouldn't Leave in the Charlie Wilson jam.
Now, everything look at this. Now, y'all done went to I Don't Fuck With It to knowing the names of the songs.
We still study,
but that's not a good sign. Like, when I can name the two songs I fuck with, that's not the sign of a good album.
Even when it's only 7 tracks?
Nigga, that's even more. Like, you only had 7 times to get the shit right.
This nigga's got 16 songs, you only like 4.
Yeah, right, like, you went 2 for 7, nigga, really?
Let's include the fourth wall of who's watching this right now, because we can't ignore our audience.
Look at all these people.
Show of hands. Have you listened to the album more than 5 times?
Wow. Wow.
Wait, 2 people?
3. Wow. 3. I got a guy in the back.
Have you listened to the album at least once?
Okay, word up.
Did you just do the 30-second skip, 30-second skip, 30-second skip?
Yep.
Gave it the whole.
Is Kanye completely canceled?
Oh.
What?
General yo, you know what, bro? No.
Are you just indifferent? You don't care?
No,
damn, it's kind of
no. Listen, last night we had a moment. So at Johnny Brenda's, Knife was spinning, and I want to say Mike Nice dropped. Was it Get By or was it what's the Kwali and Kanye record? I think it was Get By. He dropped Get By, and people started booing.
No,
I've never seen that shit in my life. I was like, what?
I think they booed for another reason.
I was about to say that could be multiple reasons.
Well, it's the Kwali and the Kanye combo may be the issue, but it's more Kanye because we're kicking him out. He's gone. But after the Whitney stunt, it's rap.
Can we talk bigger picture? Why are we no longer fucking with Kanye? Why?
I told you.
Why?
I mean, I think one, we're getting older. It's not like I've never, despite what the perceptions of me wearing the t-shirt and all that stuff, like I didn't go in public and say, yo, I'm canceling Kanye. I mean, because I'm still looking at his tweets. I still spent a good portion of my day analyzing the music and all that stuff and the engineering, the stuff that I normally do. I mean, I'm cool on it. I mean, part of me is like, okay,
whatever, I'm looking forward to the new Roots album. Like,
yes, indeed.
I know that my black thought is fucking with my black women, and you know, he is uplifting them and not exploiting them. So I'm going to do that.
Okay. Well,
Kanye has felt me, and I feel like he's felt all the sisters. So let's move on. That's how I feel about it.
I appreciate
not us. I just mean the sisters. Let's move on.
How you feel the sisters, though?
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying, because if you cancel every artist that don't fuck with black women.
No, it's not about not just fucking with us. It's on top of the fact of what you say about black people. Like, on top of your statements, on top of who you sit beside, on top of the fact, yo, I can't believe you didn't let that chick name your daughter Donda and you went to chick, like, that's, it's just so many levels
this
to this
is about
thing.
To be a whole nother part.
On top of the fact,
let me get the theme ready.
The
my
fact,
bad, though, I ain't know.
Yeah. What about licensing?
Yeah, that's it. Can that I just say the
last
can.
Thing?
Yeah.
Can I just say the last thing? On top of the fact that you licensed that Whitney Houston picture, and that was so disrespectful. That was disrespectful.
I give you that one. I thought that was
in bad taste. I mean, I got
that
it.
Was
but
terrible.
I
thought that shit was terrible.
That's not
Wait,
what we do.
Let's take a station break.
Laia is black.
I am, because I okay. love y'all. And y'all too, but I just got priorities.
Okay, all right. So shifting gears. All right, so Mark, I had a question for you.
Yeah.
Like, I agree with, like, 90% of the shit that you say. Like,
here
it comes.
Here it comes.
You know, are you about to Jill Stein him?
He about to Jill Stein me. I already see this shit coming.
Hey.
Everywhere I go, niggas Jill Stein me,
man. You know when a nigga start a question with a preface. You right. know what it is.
You know I respect you and everything. Okay. I right, fuck so look, with you, dog. Okay, however.
Right, so, question. All right. So, one, with two-part question for Jill Stein. Okay, one, nigga, what were you thinking? Two, how do you feel now that she done finessed everybody and run off on the plug? With all that money.
Well, I ain't giving no money. Look, it wasn't like I thought she was going to win. Like, I knew she wasn't going to win anyway.
Okay.
I didn't vote for her because she was going to be president. I voted for her because I needed to make a protest. And I also, hear me though, I also told everybody who was in a vulnerable state to vote for Hillary Clinton.
Okay.
I said, if you in California, vote for Donald Trump. If you in Texas, vote for Hillary Clinton. You know what I mean?
Okay, okay. I got you.
Vote your conscience in a state that don't matter. But in vote trade. So if I'm in Pennsylvania and we could lose Pennsylvania, then you vote for Hillary Clinton, but get somebody in Wyoming.
So what?
Do the opposite. Messages.
So what state did you vote in? What state did you?
I voted in Pennsylvania.
And so who did you?
I respect the sanctity of the voting process. Yo, I will.
Her face right now.
Whoa.
I wish I could shift her face right now.
You,
oh,
you mad? You mad? Y'all
I'm
mad?
Hurt. Are you hurt? Y'all like hurt.
I didn't
hurt,
do it.
Right? It
but I don't understand. There was like 12 Green Party members. It's white people that made Donald Trump president. It was 15 Green Party people that voted for Jill Stein.
So now voting doesn't matter, Mark Lamont?
No, I'm saying white people votes matter. They voted for white people.
Okay.
White people voted for white people. 12 black people voted for Green Party.
So, okay,
telling
so,
me.
Okay, so you say it was a protest. What were you protesting?
A broken system where we have two candidates that ain't shit.
Okay.
And until we have a third party option.
But would you argue that, I think we all could argue, ain't one party a lot more ain't shit than the other one?
No. I think they equally ain't shit. And I think Donald Trump.
Shit.
No.
Hell no.
I think they equally ain't. Hold on, you're down. I'm saying they equally ain't shit. However, Donald Trump is of a whole different sort.
That's true.
He's not Republican or Democrat. He's an ain't shit of a whole different thing.
So proving my point, like, I think he's way more ain't shit than she is.
And that's
and
why
a lot more dangerous.
And that's why I told people in vulnerable states not to vote for him or Jill Stein.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. It wasn't mixed. But black people smarter to do two things at once.
Mean, you
so can I ask, do you have feelings about Ayanna? Have you aborted the Ayanna Pressley train yet? Have you heard of Ayanna Pressley?
Is that the conservative?
No, I'm predicting that she will be... She could possibly be the next president.
Oh, yes.
Who is this?
See, I'm thinking.
Ayanna Pressley. You want to get on early?
Who is she? What state?
Think this is Barack circa 2002.
I ain't voting for no Democrats, so that's just me.
Wow. So this is deep.
Okay. Yeah, she's a third party member, but
so she's basically the Bitcoin of goddamn.
I feel
get
that.
Get in now, nigga.
All right. Imagine a sister. Imagine this is Barack 2002. And you know it's about to happen in 2008. I feel as though Ayanna Pressley could.
And she's independent, will. So you were.
I would vote for independent, yes.
So, okay, so why wouldn't you vote for a Democrat?
Because I think we need a third party.
I absolutely agree.
And
with
until
you
fund a third party, there won't be three options. So it's the same thing. Basically, what the Tea Party did was they created a third party, and then the third party took over the Republican Party. So now the Republican of 20 years ago is something different. We either got to make a third party on the left or take over the Democratic Party.
Is that in the process of happening?
Yeah.
Like, is it a small group of people that are putting this together like the Tea Party?
I think it's a big group of people. If you look at the radical shit that's happening, gay marriage, ending bail, legalizing weed.
This is really weird for me to hear what we're saying politically, but hearing trap music over there.
Oh, like, yeah.
It fits.
That's the best shit, right?
So I'm like, yeah, so go ahead.
Yeah, so we need the vote. I'm on a new level.
Right.
So go ahead. No, but this you were saying.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, that's basically, yeah. I think we got to take this shit over. That's all. And when you look at all the radical shit that's happening, that couldn't have happened 20 years ago if gay marriage, weed is legal around the country, is decriminalized other places, bail is going. I mean, shit is moving the right way.
So how
but
do
it
we
doesn't
do
seem
that?
Focused to a party. It doesn't seem like everybody's thinking, oh, this is going on, so we should form a separate party.
We don't need to, though. I just said, I don't care about the party. Green Party ain't shit. I don't like the Green Party. It's a bunch of white. They asked me to run last time. I didn't run. I turned it down. That's how Jill Stein ended up running, because I knew y'all was gonna be looking at me like that. Y'all okay. Looking like that just for voting for this shit.
Wait,
I wouldn't even be allowed at the Roots picnic.
How does one even come to the decision that we're gonna choose you to do it? Like
dead ass is kind of how the Green Party does it.
Your Instagram followers.
Dead ass.
Is it just like roulette?
We were at a Green Party convention, which is a lot smaller than the Roots picnic, and we were sitting there. We were smoking too, right? And
yo, nigga, I'm fucking with the Green Party.
It's called the Green Party.
Yeah. The Green Party.
Why you think it's called the Green Party?
I mean, you dream that that's why it is, but you don't know if that's for real.
Oh, everybody at the Green Party smoke weed.
Man,
if they would have said that, they would have.
They would have had everybody.
Come on, man. First of all, thank you for saying it, Mark.
Yeah. So we was, and it was like, yo, nigga. They didn't say yo, nigga, but they said, yo, you should run. And I was like, nah, I'm good. I got other shit going on, and don't pay no money. And I don't want black people looking at me like that.
I don't think black people would have been looking at you fucked up if you ran, though.
Wait a minute. They looking at me fucked up for voting the Green Party. You tell me if I ran and Donald Trump became president.
But you redefined it.
I think that's different. I think if you run for something, that's putting skin in the game. Like, I think that's something you're saying, like, listen, I'm going to step up. I'm going to make the change, whatever. Voting for a motherfucker you know ain't going to win. Like, I think that's why they look at it kind of funny.
Everywhere I go, black people harass me about the Green Party. If I buy a bag of weed, he'd be like, yo, what you think about that Green Party vote, nigga? Like, right now. If I run for president, I'm good. That ain't my calling. I'm just saying,
though. I feel you. I agree.
That ain't my thing.
I feel you.
That ain't my thing.
What is your thing?
Yeah.
What's the end game of Dr. Mark Lamont Hill? Now that you...
Yeah, I like creating stuff. I like writing books. I like speaking. I like, you know, doing work. I had a TV show for like 6 weeks.
Yo, okay, listen.
That was all right, wrong.
Speaking of TV show,
about
okay. Listen, nigga.
Yo, you are this nigga's like Drake with the diss already in the can and shit.
I got
five things waiting for this nigga.
Snowball in July. Go ahead, Parker. You've been away a long time.
No,
go ahead.
Fuck
go ahead.
All that.
Go ahead.
First off, Mark Lamont Hill is my brother. I admire him. I'm not going to sit up here and diss nobody.
However,
I just had a question.
However,
listen, I had a question. Nigga, the R. Kelly interview.
Yes!
What? Just what was going through your mind, like when he just got up and walked up, like, nigga, was that shit like?
I wasn't there. That's what everybody keeps thinking. I was at the interview.
That was
Caroline MT, and everybody's like, yo, why you ain't do the interview? Why was you scared? I was like, I hadn't worked there in 2 years.
Ah, okay, so that was.
Are you going?
I was going. I wanted to do the interview. I tried to do the R. Kelly interview 2 years before.
Okay.
He sent me the albums. He said, I want you to listen to all my music as if I hadn't heard it. And he was like, I want you to do this interview. It's for his Best Of album. And I said, I got to ask you a question about. You know what? And he's like, what are you talking about? Nigga.
Come on.
You know what the fuck
you
I'm
know,
talking about.
You know two things, right? Step in the name of love and pee on people's kids, right? So,
like. You know what the fuck we're talking
like,
about, nigga.
This wasn't a tough one. And I said, like, yo, I got to ask the question. And he was like, I don't answer questions about that. That stuff is over. We've dealt with that.
Wow.
And then he left. He hung up the phone. We ain't talked since. I ain't seen R. Kelly talk to him since.
So his publicist just had blind trust on whoever. Who was the woman that interviewed?
Caroline Matarassi Tehran.
I forgot she. Yeah, I forgot it was her.
It was an Iranian woman, I think.
He did the tour race shit, so.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. True.
That was funny.
That's
that
the greatest
funny.
Interview ever.
Ever.
Do you like young girls?
How young
we talking?
How are we talking?
Yeah. How are we talking?
This nigga said how young we talking.
Spell young. That's what, I don't really know how.
That's when you fire your publicist.
Like 19?
I mean,
this is the most rapid fire Questlove Supreme.
Awesome. No, this is great.
We want to
Kanye to the Green Party to R. Kelly. Right.
Yo, I love it. But no, man, I feel you. I think like running. I just don't think that people would look at you funny if you ran.
Okay.
I understand why you want to run.
If I ran for office and then Donald Trump became president for a second term, what would y'all do? Whoop my ass, exactly.
Shaking heads. Why LA
Dodgers. Why would they whoop your ass though? Like,
oh, because you think he would beat you?
He beat Hillary Clinton.
That's true.
He beat a
but
rich
he
white
the
woman.
Russians. Do you think this can happen twice? That's, I mean.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm with
it. See,
but
way.
The thing
Wait
is, I think this is out of. We're clearly seeing the results of rigging the election. Like that the season three of Scandal, where you know. No, I hate to bring it there, but I'm just saying that. This is more, I don't think this is just about like, well, you know, white women voted Trump in. I feel even that the our election system has been rigged and tampered with.
Oh,
yeah. So it's
you mean Scandal for real. I see.
Yeah.
So,
Yes, exactly. So it's, I think it's even beyond that. So.
So here's how you fix it.
Oh.
You get rid of Electoral College.
Okay. Yes.
You let voting happen for 7 days. You have a national day off to vote. And the person with the most votes wins. That shit seems real simple to me.
Yeah. I think it'd even be better if you just made like a concert or a festival or something, like Vote Fest. Like how you do, like how you do the
Lotta Provoke.
Yeah, like how you used to have the Budweiser Superfest. And like,
oh, I missed that.
We
that
can get
good.
Charlie Wilson. Yeah. Yes. Just have him perform.
Voteroo.
Come vote. Voteroo. Yeah.
Voteroo.
Yeah, get, you know, get some barbecue.
Or
shit.
The vote picnic. Either way.
Yeah, I'm with it. But no, that makes sense. Just popular vote. Just
popular
whoever
vote.
Wins.
Just whoever,
wins.
Some, whoever the people want to win should be president. Like, that shit ain't complicated. Like.
So what? Do you not even just care about the midterms at this point then? Because
no, we better care about the midterms.
I was asking mm-hmm. you. That's what I was saying to you.
Everybody act like the midterms. That's the shit that actually matters. Just like state elections matter. Like that's how y'all end up without bathrooms for gay people or transgender folk. That's how you end up with schools fucked up. That's how you end up with libraries closed. Soda tax.
How
do you decide?
Wow. Oh, yeah, it is. So
with,
damn, I forgot about
way,
that. Yeah.
With the way that social media is so rapid and so quick.
Like this interview?
How can you? Yes. How do you decide on which causes to get behind when you, it's almost like gun to your head, you know, we want instant, I mean, people want instant Kanye reviews in 30 seconds
right.
and yeah. listening. How do you have the time to thoroughly look up research on who you're going to champion? Because you've done a lot of social justice work for people to get fair trials, even outside of Pennsylvania and whatnot.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, outside the country.
So how...
I think the key.
How do you research it?
Oh, I think that there are independent organizations now that will help with that. That's one thing you do. The second thing is, you. I think there has to be a list of issues that we care about that we prioritize as a community. It doesn't have to be all Black people don't see the same, but it's some shit we all care about: closing down prisons, funding public education, reducing taxes for
is
the vulnerable.
Okay, well, is it closing down prisons or reforming prisons?
I'm an abolitionist. I want to shut them all down.
How do you treat justice then?
It's some niggas need to be in jail, but
I disagree.
But it's just
I disagree.
Okay, so what's the alternative?
Coffee table book.
Right, that's the chapter.
Some niggas need to
be
in jail. That's shit.
That's a
no,
chapter.
Like straight up. It's yo. But okay, so I'm here. I'm curious to hear your take.
Everybody asked me. All right, so couple things. All right, so I'll tell you the fast answer. The way you shut down all prisons is one, you fund the things to stop people from going to prison, right? People go to prison when they don't have books, when they don't have schools, when they don't have arts, when they don't have big brothers, big sisters, when they don't have sports, all that shit, right? So you invest in shit that stops you from going to prison. The next thing you do is you decarcerate. You get people out of prison. How do you do that?
Okay.
Bail. 80% of people who are in jail right now, not prison, but jail, are there because they can't afford to not be in jail.
Absolutely.
Right?
So the Cleve Browder situation.
Exactly. Cleve Browder, exact times a million, right? So you decarcerate, work release, supervised study, community-based dispute resolution. If I steal your TV, right, I don't need to sit in a cage for 2 years. You still ain't got no TV. Right, we have to find a way to make you whole again. Yeah. Decarcerate and then excarceration, which means no longer using the prison as the primary mechanism to resolve things. So
I hear the prison thing. Yeah. So somebody does something like they kill somebody that's near to you, dear to you, God forbid. What do you do?
See, that's the wrong question. People always ask that, right?
Whenever I don't mean what do you down. Do, like what do you go
no,
like,
no, no,
I'm going to go
I
kill
know,
a nigga.
But whenever people decide public policy, right, some shit like death penalty, they be like, what would you do if somebody went in your house, murdered your whole family, killed your dog?
The worst case scenario.
Threw away your songs in the key of life. Right, because right. they want to get you so charged
well,
up.
Well, no. I don't, first of all, I don't believe in the death penalty. Like, I don't, I'm not a death penalty. But I believe in jail, nigga. Like,
why?
See, but here's the thing. All right, so if you look at the Genesis.
How much have you got there, Mark Lamont Hill?
So if you look. I think I see your point, because if you look at the history of police or the lynch mob or justice, it was grounded in slavery.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, already the seeds of our justice system is
I saw
already.
The 13th.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, is corrupt. So
exactly.
But that's a
and
lot
it doesn't
of work.
Rehabilitate. It doesn't do anything.
But that's a lot. What you're saying, like, it's the simpleness of the sentences, but the work that it would take to convince these people.
But we're doing it.
But they're doing it in Australia.
Yeah.
I read a report this morning. Like,
so what are they doing? What's in Australia?
Australia's murder rate was crazy, 89, 90, 90. And they dealt with gun control, and suddenly their stuff, their crimes.
You hear the way our president disrespected?
Another great idea. You don't want to kill
the head of Australia, though? He fucking disrespected the shit out of him.
Did he?
Yeah, President Trump.
Of course.
Yes. Oh,
because he's Trump.
Wow. Yeah, gun control. That's another thing. Like, I just don't know. I don't know, man. Maybe I don't know if we'll see it in our lifetime. Maybe like our kids.
We are seeing it in our lifetime, though. That's the thing. Abolition is happening. when you get rid of the bail system in a federal level, like Obama did, when you get rid of privatized prisons, when you start giving drug treatment because white kids are on heroin and opioids.
Oh,
and
yeah,
shit.
Nah, they didn't switch it up now.
That's like, that's moving toward
but Trump
abolition.
Trump had switched it on them too. Like he said, I was going to help y'all out too.
He said, fuck that.
Fuck the opioid folks too. He just,
wow. Wow. I did not know that.
Yes.
Okay.
Damn, white folk, they in trouble too.
All right, y'all. You know what season it is. Tis the season for spring breaking and planning our summer travel. And if you're like me, you're already in your Airbnb app trying to find which spot is right for you. Now, listen, while I'm looking to spend all this money, what I'm not doing is thinking about making money with Airbnb. See, you got to change your mind state. Make the money while you're spending the money. How, you say, Laia, do I make the money? Well, you host at your house. And I know what you're thinking. I mean, my whole house? No, you don't have to do your whole house. I mean, you could do a room or, you know, do the whole house. So make some money while you're spending some money this summer. I'm trying to tell you, your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at Airbnb.com/host.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit Bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
So let's
have some good fun time.
That's the more serious.
Can I ask y'all about Pusha T album? That's what I wanted to know
about. Let's talk about it.
The album is amazing, by the way. I love the album. But what about the beef? That's what I want to know about. Where y'all,
Drake beef.
As artists, where y'all at with that?
Listen, bro. Let me say this. Once you mention a man's fiance on record, anything goes.
You know what's funny?
Wait. You can't, like, Pusha T is a 41-year-old nigga with braids. In the year of our Lord, 2018. Amen. And you gonna mention that from Virginia. He from the South. He a country nigga
in
like
real
me.
Real Virginia, not close to D.C.
No, real Virginia. Like, he a country
like
nigga
Big
like me.
Virginia.
Yeah, you mention that man's fiance by name, first and last name? Shit. What? Nah, bro. That you don't do that. Or if you do that, you have to be prepared for whatever the fuck comes next.
Including missing children?
Yes, nigga.
I mean, that just seemed like the next level.
Catch me up.
The missing kids, what?
So I kind of briefly spoke to him, just a little bit.
Of course you did.
You know, I told him both. Like, I'm Switzerland in this joint.
Oh, you got to stay out of this shit, man.
Yeah, I'm totally out. But I will say, that extra yuck.
Yeah.
The extra yuck.
I'm just disgusted with your absentee fatherhood, nigga.
That last yuck in whatever, where he said, like, you know, make her your world or whatever.
Yeah.
I was like, that was super ignorant. Like, you know,
that was
amazing.
All the saliva. That was my favorite part.
Yeah, because it's like, that's the first time I laughed at a diss. Like, I normally don't laugh at diss. Normally, your mouth is open, like, what the hell did he just say? But, you know, I don't know, because it's like, I don't feel as though gunplay is going to happen or whatever happened to, what's his name this morning in New York?
Chief Keef.
He got shot at.
But he didn't get shot.
That happened every day, I'm sure, for him.
Yeah. But is it as bad as Super Ugly? Because that was kind of the standard of too far.
You know what? Super ugly. Okay, I had this debate with one of my homies. Super ugly. Jay caught the backlash from that because Nas hadn't taken it to that level. You know what I'm saying? Like, up until that point, it was just simple rap shit. Like, nigga, I rap better than you. You suck. You ugly. Whatever.
Nas, if you talk about someone's physical features,
but that's nigga. That's whatever. Like, I mean, that's just playing the dozens. I mean, first off, let's be clear.
He said Fox got you out because you kept your face in a puss. That's invoking sexual innuendo.
Sure did. He did say that, but he still didn't cross the line in terms of talking about another person's family members.
Because he ain't fuck his family members.
I mean, still.
It's been resources.
What do you feel about the hyperbole of like, you know, people already say that Drake's diss was like the greatest since Ether or whatever, like. For some reason, Ether. I think the idea of Ether.
Yeah, no.
Is bigger
Ether,
than
listen,
what
man,
Ether was.
Ether fucking sucks. Okay,
like, no,
let me just
put
that
to
this. Ether fucking
no.
But listen, bro. Listen.
Wait.
Time out.
The front row.
Wait. Real quick. All you naysayers, raise your hand. All you naysayers.
That think Ether was a great song.
All you naysayers of Ether.
That think Ether was a great diss. Raise your hand.
If you disagree with if you disagree with Fonte, raise your hand.
Okay, cool.
Is there an 8?
Fonte, did you write
is
it?
Is there an 8?
No, hell no, like, I have wrote it, that should have been hot.
Is there an 8 in the third digit of your birth year? Is there an 8 in the third digit of your birth year?
You got to understand. Listen, let me just get kind of, listen, nigga.
Ether don't suck.
I came up on the era of no Vaseline, nigga. Yeah. Ice Cube dissed N.W.A. over a fucking disco track, nigga, and laid them niggas to waste. It wasn't no fucking this, like, all that
ticky-tink
damn
good to have you here.
Ron Browse beat. Nigga, that shit wasn't hot.
You sound a real old head rapper over there.
I can sound like, listen, let me be clear. It's cool. Nigga, I do this.
He does. You do this.
I'm not speaking from just.
You is Fonte.
With all due respect, you misremembering some shit, though.
What am I misremembering?
No. So,
what am I misremembering?
Are you challenging the almanac?
I did not like Ether at. As a musician, I listen to music first.
Right.
Well, lyrically.
Thank you.
But lyrically,
that shit was whatever. That shit was unfocused. That nigga was mad.
You thought it was trash, too?
I don't understand this conversation.
Nigga, that shit was not
trash.
Hot.
She say it's trash, too. It's
trash.
Three trash. Fuck, can I get a five trash? Can
that
I get a five
shit
trash?
That shit was not
hot. Five trash.
But okay, what did I misremember?
Most of the takeover was about Mobb Deep. So... Even if you take out some of Nas's weaker bars, there's still more content against Jay-Z. Then the best shit on Takeover was about Mobb Deep. Think about that shit.
What with the ballerina?
No,
seen you.
You need more people.
He went at Nas on the third verse.
The one hot that whole breaking down his career.
I made it a
shit.
Hot song, and the other was meh.
One was the other was
and you telling me there's not enough comparable content?
His business in facts. Level of whatever his retort was for me, that was enough. I don't know, but then again, you know what? People forget about the very first Jay-Z diss that Nas did.
Yes, with on Freeway the Cisco, to Memphis. Yeah, that shit was basura. Yeah. That didn't need to happen.
Yeah, but I you don't remember that, do you?
No, I just remember that I was with you when we first heard Ether for the first time, and I just remember that you was a little hype, but that's okay.
No, I wasn't.
Oh,
are you misremembering too, sir?
Oh.
We was in the car. I think Common was there too.
Alternative
I'm just saying.
Facts.
Yeah, but alternative it was, facts. I mean, my mouth was open like, oh, this is really happening. Right. But, you know, like, I don't like Ether. I hate Hit Him Up.
No, thank you. Yeah.
Hit Him Up is...
No, Hit Him Up. Nigga, no.
Hit Him Up.
Listen.
Hit Him Up's first crime is the fact that he's rhyming over...
Don't look any further.
But the most like, you know, when you go on iTunes and you get the karaoke version of a song? Like, I'm like, wow. Like, it's like... On the Cosby Show, when they need some
too
soon.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
too
soon.
They need some what?
No, we still watch the
on
Cosby
a sitcom.
Show.
No, it's nowhere available. I'm just saying, on a sitcom, when they need like some
sound-alike shit,
a sound-alike dance track.
Like, yeah, Pac, Hit Him Up was
that's
him
why dissing, I hated Hit Him Up.
Yeah, over the karaoke version of Don't Look Any
Further.
The
best part of Hit Him Up is the speech at the end. It's not the bars.
Right, yeah, just
and it's the disrespect to saying I'm not even going to finish rapping. I'm going to let my little homies ride on you bitch-made-ass bad boy.
But that shit was
amazing.
I'm scared to say this, but I kind of like the Drake against Meek. I know I'm in the wrong place, but I
Drake
just,
against
she's
Meek.
She's from D.C.
But at that moment, I still say that Drake killed Meek.
I mean, that's not that's indisputable.
That
is,
yeah,
that's,
and that, wait, so I, okay. I just
no, Drake killed Meek. I love Meek, but Drake won that battle.
Yeah, he won the battle.
I just wasn't sure if that was still the result because I haven't been to Philly since he got out of jail.
I don't think that Meek knew better because Meek was actually playing by the rules.
Right,
like,
right.
He thought that was Meek's one mistake was that Meek actually thought, oh, we were playing by a rule book, which is like,
nigga,
you have to write your own lyrics.
There is no rule book. It's over. Yeah. There's no rule book.
How you feel, Bill?
Can I give a full circle
Steven
moment?
Not
What's up?
I just saw a T-shirt that said, I miss the old Kanye.
I think we should check Steve's sugar.
So that happened.
I actually thought that Drake would have a genius move on Drake's behalf would have been to release something the night of Kanye's record Friday the 1st. That's what I thought was going to happen.
He don't give
I don't think I don't think he got nothing to give because now it's beyond bars. It's like some Maury Povich shit. He got to go find dirt on pushing.
Oh, he's looking.
Oh, he's he got
that
be.
Nigga. That nigga gonna have, gonna have to call Nardwar. He gonna have to. Yeah, ain't he Canadian too? Ain't Nardwar Canadian?
Yeah, Nardwar can find anything.
There you go.
Nardwar can find. Anything.
We gonna act like we know who y'all talking about.
Nardwar,
you don't watch
Nardwar interviews.
Don't get all quiet and weird.
Do you guys know who Nardwar is?
Y'all know. Y'all listen
they
to podcasts. I would
assume
y'all know.
They all
Nardwar
watch Jesus and Meryl too. I'm just saying.
Nardwar is he's a human Serbian. That's what he calls himself.
He just, like,
he's a walking. I mean, he makes me a bumbling idiot. He's a walking Wikipedia. He knows
Rural
everything about
Mark,
your
life. Did you know who that was?
Nope.
Okay, see, I don't feel bad.
Oh, wow.
I was just going to nod and look like I ain't. Yeah. Thank you for exposing me.
Dr. No, Mark, that's what I do
I
the whole
friend.
Show.
I needed a friend. Yeah.
I nod and look like I know what I'm talking
I'm playing
about.
Again.
It works.
What
I'm just proud to not know it.
That's not true. That's a Chris Rock joke. I'm proud to know.
You just said it like with pride and alacrity. Yes, I do not know who Nardwar is.
I was proud to know that a smart person who was considered smart amongst the public. He's a doctor.
Yeah, but he's busy
with me
saving prisoners.
I
wouldn't expect him to waste time on
you. I graduated high school at 16. You can kiss my ass, Questlove.
Okay, whatever. Okay,
sweaty.
I'm sorry. Let's land the plane. Will we ever overcome?
Amir, your golf ball.
Will we ever overcome?
Can we, as a people,
not all of us,
overcome?
If there's a mountaintop, we all ain't gonna fit.
Who should we leave when the revolution comes? Who's coming and who ain't coming?
Kanye ain't coming.
I don't know how
Thank
to
you.
Answer.
Kanye ain't coming. I've already stated in a previous episode. Michael McDonald is coming with me.
Michael McDonald?
I'm saving Michael McDonald.
I'm comfortable with that choice.
Oh, an unpaid bill.
Thank
my
you.
Brother. Oh, absolutely.
Me and Michael McDonald.
We gonna have to think about
I
Steve.
Heard it Shine Sweet Red Freedom. Bye.
Well,
I love Michael McDonald. Go ahead.
Well, okay. I'm just saying, how do we overcome?
I think we're gonna be all right, man. I always say I've never been this year anyway. I've been saying like I've never been more confident than I am right now that we're gonna be all right, that we're gonna win.
Okay.
And I think because the time is so bad, the moment is so dark, we're organized, we're coming together, and we're gonna be successful. I really believe that.
Oh, can I ask you as a owner of a coffee shop
and bookstore where New York
bookstore.
best selling authors can come and do their books, especially books about food. This shit would be amazing.
I told you about going to them black bookstores.
I'm gonna have you come.
Yeah, I'm planning it. All right. Like,
let's do
we're
it.
We're not done.
Your book is dope. No, seriously, your book is dope.
We just came out a month and a half ago.
I know, but you got like 7 books.
But the new joint is amazing. Seriously, check it out. It's on the front shelf at Uncle Bobby's. It's dope.
Now I'm gonna go read it. I'm gonna read it.
Yes, I will come at. I will do it. But as an owner of a coffee shop and a bookstore, did you feel as though anything came of that May 25th Starbucks
fiasco? No. I mean, it was good for us. I mean, our business is almost double in the weeks after.
That's great.
I've not been to Starbucks since.
Yeah, me either. And a lot of black folk are like, I don't want to go to Starbucks. Right?
Damn.
And it's not even good coffee. That's the other thing.
But
I went the next day and got a free banana.
I get the tall white chocolate mocha with no whipped cream.
Do you do it at the Charlotte airport?
No. I just get this one right around the street from the crib.
Do you get Java chips in it? Because you know Java chips.
I don't even know what that is.
One more time, what do you get?
I get the tall white chocolate mocha with no whipped cream. It's delicious.
That is the bougiest sugar I've ever heard in my life, man.
That's what I get.
Because I want something. It's just like if I need that pick me up, like to get me over that hump when I got to pick my children up from school.
A white?
Hey, man, the white chocolate mocha. Hey, my nigga, it changed your life.
Java chips. I'm telling you, add Java chips. It changed your
what
life.
What is that? Was it like chocolate chips?
It's a chocolate chip, but at Starbucks, they call it Java chips.
Play the song.
Y'all were Howard University for like 3 seconds, and y'all went straight to Harvard, man.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
I got to. Sorry.
That's the Mobile out there, Mobile.
All of us.
Anyway,
we all black today. So what's your coffee? What's your, you got a coffee shop? What's your drink? What's your coffee drink?
I don't really drink coffee like that, but I drink. I do espresso.
You nigga, you sound like a drug dealer.
How the fuck you old again?
No, I don't really. You, I don't really smoke crack like that. But you know,
how do you own a coffee shop and not drink coffee?
You, goddamn. Yeah,
you, I feel you. I'm not a coffee. I do it only to stay up.
Like functionally, right. That's how I do it.
I need coffee before I tape a show.
That sounds like cocaine.
You drink milk with coffee.
No, seriously. Like, I, before we shoot the Tonight Show, I got to do a shot of espresso to
get
stay
right
up.
Okay.
And that's then, what I do. Usually when I go to movies. I love going to movies a lot, but then...
Nah, me too.
Oh, yeah. You've done that to me too.
Yeah, I know.
That's because
you
don't
every
sleep.
Woman in my life, I felt... Yeah, I get it. Okay, yeah, I sleep.
So tell us, man, so what do you do? Like, I know, because I know, like, if you're known as, like, the professor, like, the smart dude, people want to have you talk about smart shit.
I hate that shit.
I know, and I know you're
right. Like, so, if you sit on a plane with somebody, they want to talk about politics the whole ride. I hate... I mean, I'm sure you get it with music, too. People ask you, like...
No.
Yeah. Really?
I get it with music all. Dude, niggas like, who's your top five? Like, nigga, don't, I don't know.
I don't like the music.
Let's talk about billions.
But it's created the perception that I'm serious. Wait, even when we were at the airport and you said that I, all right, what happens when, oh, you said I curved you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
At the airport.
He's the master of not recognizing me everywhere.
Well, Amir is oblivious. He doesn't do it on purpose.
He's not recognizing everybody.
No, I get it.
I roll by myself, and when I'm in public alone, like, I don't travel with an entourage. I'm airport by myself. So it's sometimes you just have a wall of defense, and it wasn't registered.
And you look off. Yeah, I was like, hi, what's up, man? He was like, greetings.
Yeah.
Hold on, pause.
No, he told me.
Amir. We've been at the airport together.
You change your hairstyle.
You and people go to the airport together on the same
golf cart. We did a Hamilton shoot together.
You fucking don't recognize me.
I thought you were Lin-Manuel's accountant or something.
I could be your accountant. Fuck you.
Because you don't look around. You be having blinders, and you be focused.
Yeah.
That's what Amir is.
Focused on nothing.
So what do you do for fun, man? What's like, what do you do for fun?
Abolitionist.
I don't know what you finna say.
Right.
I don't know what you finna say. Nah, chill.
Talk about it on the radio.
Same shit everybody does. I listen to music. I go to movies. I go out.
He put dollars in?
I don't really do that as much. That's another thing, man. Strip club.
I did last night.
What the fuck?
I ain't been a strip club in a year.
I went to Vanity.
Yeah, well, you know Onyx is under construction. So,
what?
Yeah, it's under construction.
I heard Onyx was
so where are the Onyx girls?
Onyx is...
What?
So where's Montana?
Yo, I was good for one second.
Montana's now down
there. You did an Instagram story.
The new joint at the 3rd and Gerard.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. Dr. Mahill's giving us an update on where the strippers have moved from Onyx. I need you guys to chill for a second. Where is Montana?
Montana's at a new spot on 3rd and Gerard. That's my. We feel like she's like family.
Know,
you know what I mean?
Everybody went to school now.
Yeah. That's right. A girl. But it's the worst thing when you go to strip club and like they want to like talk to you. Like I'll be like, you be lap dance. And they'd be like, yo, I really love you. I love what you do for the community, brother.
Yes.
Then I feel like
they respect you.
Right.
I love what you do for the community.
Yo. No, that's
I love what you do.
Now bust it open for a real nigga.
Dude. No, she gave me a lap dance. And she said,
dog,
yo.
Last night I was good for 90 minutes. And then she was like, I know you from somewhere.
Oh, it's a wrap then.
And I was like, but my hair was braided. And I was good. And then like, end of the night.
It fucks up the whole.
I love what you do for the culture. I was like,
check please.
Then you just feel all guilty and shit.
Check please.
This girl told me I was her graduation speaker.
Oh, wow.
She was like, this is
wow.
Like.
Wow.
To be clear, I swear to God, on my
what
mind.
What did you talk about? Do you remember?
Clearly, it wasn't a good enough speech.
It wasn't a big
speech. Clearly, it was a shitty ass speech.
Good luck and Godspeed.
She working her way through college.
This maybe that's. I ain't been to strip club in years, but I'm just saying, like when I went, that's why I stopped
Dr.
going.
Dr. Mark Lyon.
The last time I was supposed to go was with you.
Alternative
because
we never went. And I ain't been since. It's been years. Years. Wow.
So then we never gonna go.
All I'm saying is that after this interview.
We're going to a strip club.
Thoroughly vote for
I'm going to take
y'all
here. Yo, that's
you like weed and hoes, nigga.
Can we do that poll? Can we do that? So now, after the interview, who going to vote for Dr. Mark Lamont Hill?
Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
All right, listen.
I'm
going to turn the tide.
Work. That's all it took.
Anyway, all right. So,
oh, my God.
Am I wrapping up the show right now?
TV movies. What you on? What you watch?
I ain't got nothing going on right now. Oh, what
I mean,
am I?
What you watch? What you
watching?
With,
what am I watching, man? I ain't watching shit right
Netflix,
now.
Evil Genius. Netflix.
Mostly Netflix stuff.
What's up with Evil Genius?
It's great.
That's what the pizza.
It's about crazy white
joint,
people.
Right?
You'll love it.
That okay. one. I tried to watch the other one too. The
favorite topic
about the Indian dude that was finessing all them white people who had the coke.
Oh no, Wild Wild Country.
Oh, Wild Wild Country.
Also nigga. Crazy white Yo, people.
Wait, what's her
Wild
name?
Wild Country.
Wild Wild Country. Get into it.
Yes,
you got to watch Oregon if you're from Oregon. Move away.
You have to watch Wild Wild Country.
Yes, you
Wild
do.
Wild Wild Country.
Change your life.
Done. That one I kind of that was cool. Billions on Showtime. That's my shit.
And are y'all Game of Thrones people?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I missed it.
No, it's not. They not.
I've never watched.
Well,
I've never watched it either.
Yeah, me neither.
Because like I always end up watching the shit late. Like I watched The Wire like 5 years later, but now I'm addicted to. It.
How the fuck?
Up.
Yeah.
Does Dr. Michael Mahill watch The Wire?
Wait, did you just ask Bill how does he?
Is that Bill who said that?
Yeah.
Because white people love The Wire more than black people do.
White people adore The Wire.
White people love The Wire.
Right.
On behalf of white people, I love
The Wire. I understand now.
I get it, Bodie.
This shit's real. I love it. Bodie, fuck you. Okay. Dr. Mark, let's get it together. We'll go to the strip club. Dr.
Mark.
Golf cart to the strip club. Dr. Mark, let's do it.
Dr. Mark, okay. I would like to thank you for coming in.
I love Dr.
It's
Mark.
It's a pleasure, man.
Last
I appreciate
minute.
You.
Van Jones, ladies and gentlemen, Van Jones. Give it up for Van Jones.
Van Jones don't look like this in his T-shirt.
Oh. Okay.
I'm glad to have my family back in the house.
Fonte's good to have
you back. Yes. Fonte's shelf is done.
Jeans, baby.
I'm glad to be back, man.
Follow Sugar Steve on the Sugar Network.
Sugar has been fucking Instagram storing the whole bitch.
Yeah,
yeah, we were doing a cross episode right now.
Yeah,
you can turn my music up. By the way, I'm trying to do the out theme of the show. Anyway, yeah, thank you on behalf of unpaid Bill and Laia,
still broke,
and Boss Bill, who's not here.
Get better,
Boss Bill.
Anyway, give it up, ladies and gentlemen, Mark Lamont Hill.
Yes. What's up?
Give it up for the hardworking Questlove who brought us this picnic every
Stay tuned
goddamn
for the
week.
I have more fires to put out. I'll see you guys tonight.
Yeah, y'all.
There's a bunch of unannounced guests and blah, 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 blah. It should be fun
I heard
tonight.
Comments
and try to smoke wings from over there. Them
I heard comments
bang.
Coming.
Yeah, we're not spoiler alert. We don't know who's coming. Anyway, thank you very much on behalf
Legend
of Questlove Supreme. Only on Pandora.
Shit.
We'll see you on the next go-round.
Baby.
Peace.
Love you. Yeah, y'all.
Thank y'all. Thank y'all so much.
Questlove Supreme is a production of iHeartRadio. This classic episode was produced by the team at Pandora. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.